This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A decision is expected from the Supreme Court this week on President Obama's health care overhaul, which is sure to have big economic implications either way. But there are some other high-stakes battles going on, and Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale joins us now to discuss. Hi, John.
Hello, Jeremy.
So let's first talk about this other case that is before the court. We're expecting a decision on it as soon as today, and that is Arizona's immigration case. What's at stake there?
Yeah, this is a law that gives police new powers to detain people who can't prove that they're citizens. The court's decision on whether that's constitutional is going to have huge implications for businesses that depend on cheap migrant labor. At least five other states have similar laws and are just waiting to hear if they can enforce them.
Okay, so we're waiting for that. And then across the street from the Supreme Court in the U.S. Capitol building in Congress, there are a few other issues that are facing an end-of-month deadline. Let's first talk about a doubling of student loan rates, possibly.
Yeah, 7.5 million students with outstanding loans are going to see their interest rates go up from 3.4 to 6.8% in July. And that it'll cost the government $6 billion to keep rates low. Democrats want to pay for that with a tax increase. Republicans want spending cuts.
All right. And what about the federal highway funding bill? This is the transportation bill. It's been debated back and forth, but still no agreement on it. And I guess the funding could come to a halt at the end of the month if they don't come up with a solution.
That's right. Congress has had to pass already 9 short-term extensions as this funding bill expired years ago. Negotiators are trying to put together an agreement on a 2-year, $109 billion program. But if Congress can't come up with an agreement by this week, the leaders say that they're going to pass instead yet another short-term extension just to keep the program going past the election.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. And for some analysis now, let's bring in Mark Zandi. He's chief economist with Moody's Analytics. Hi, Mark.
Hi. It's good to be with you.
Well, good to have you here. First of all, do you think that Congress is going to be able to cut a deal on these two big bills we just talked about, student loan rates and transportation?
Yes, I think they will. I think they are important to get done. They matter to a lot of people. I think it's a matter of debate, negotiation, but at the end of the day, I think they'll come to terms on this.
And what about the Arizona immigration law that John talked about? Just economically speaking, what's at stake from your point of view?
Well, this too is kind of the tip of the iceberg. We've got a lot of issues with regard to immigration law. Our economy depends critically on immigrants in lots of different ways. And so we need to figure out a rational way of allowing immigration to occur because businesses rely on immigrants, both unskilled workers to help in agriculture, but also very skilled workers that do very important jobs throughout our economy. So we need to nail this down. This is just one step in a very long road.
And what's your guess on what's going to happen with the health care bill?
Your guess is as good as mine. But let me say this, you know, this is very, very important, obviously, to our health care system. But from a macroeconomic perspective, I don't think this is going to make or break things for us.
Mark Zandi, chief economist with Moody's Analytics. Thanks so much.
Thank you.